A series of explosions blasted through London's transportation system today. The bombings occurred at several subway stations and also tore the top off a double-decker bus near King's Cross train terminal. At least 33 people have been killed. Jonathan Stevenson is a terrorism threat expert at the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Stevenson.
Good morning.
What do we know about Al-Qaeda's involvement in this attack?
Well, I don't think we know to what extent what we used to call Al-Qaeda, the core grouping in Afghanistan headed by bin Laden and al-Zawahiri, was directly involved. What we do know, I think, pretty clearly is that this attack was inspired by the global jihadist movement over which Al-Qaeda loosely presides, and that there's been a group, a little-known group, that's claimed credit for it on the Internet and cited British support for U.S. efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq as the proximate reason for the attack.
How seriously should that claim be taken at this point?
Well, I think I don't know how seriously the group should be taken. It might just be a mouthpiece for another group and exist really only in a virtual sense. But I think the reason cited and the likelihood that some upstart terrorist group inspired by Al-Qaeda is responsible for the attacks is very credible. And it seems, I think it follows a trend that really you can trace at least back to the attacks in Saudi Arabia and then moving forward to Morocco, Turkey, and Spain on March 11, 2004, as reflecting a pattern of trying to attack U.S. allies or partners in the war on terror and attempting to isolate the United States from those allies by intimidating the populations of and therefore increasing pressure on the government not to support U.S. policies.
What's the possibility that these were suicide bomb attacks?
I would think the possibility was fairly high, given that suicide attacks are, you know, part of Al-Qaeda and like jihadist groups' playbooks, and given that they appeared to take the British sort of security infrastructure by surprise. Had there been left baggage on the tube and on the bus that was attacked, somebody might have pointed it out, and there might have been at least a little bit more of an alert. With a suicide attacker who's carrying a backpack, it's much more difficult to get a bead in advance on somebody who's planning to detonate an explosion.
And of course, we know Scotland Yard has said that there was no alert to this at all.
Right.
Thanks very much for joining us today, Mr. Stevenson.
You're most welcome.
Jonathan Stevenson is a terrorism threat expert at the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies.